all right, with the brush of your words, and we could see him entering the room as he always did, with many ideas, with many well planned out strategies, and this way we are very grateful that you made us mindful and heartful of His Holiness. Thank you very much, everyone on the call. I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to address you. Needless to say, I feel like a little mosquito amongst elephants, and I hope I will not disturb anyone with my attempts to shed light on Tamakrishna Goswami from a very personal perspective. That is my own encounters and discussions with him. I'm well aware of Maharaj's great achievements in the history of ISKCON, and yes, beyond that even. I'm also well aware of his tremendous leadership abilities. I know that when we had to book a flight for him, we had directions where he wanted to sit and where he did not want to sit. He was extremely accurate and not at all spaced out. I'm very well aware of his sometimes bold and at times even controversial statements, something which a real leader does. He brings something forward. That means he has to challenge the present comfort zone and in which an institution thinks. I'm well aware of his personal qualities, something which Maharaj mentioned. He was very loving, and would take care of those who were even a little close to him. And I believe that of all these qualities and more, we have heard during this memory. However, I would love to focus on one particular aspect of Tamakrishna Maharaj, which I learned to appreciate. The searcher, the one who was on a personal quest, the one who was going into risk zones by exploring something new which was not there before. You do not always know the outcome, and in this way it might be risky. And I would also focus, after having dealt with a little bit about this, Tamakrishna Maharaj the searcher, I would like to go into continuing our association with Tamakrishna Maharaj, a quite mystical, esoteric, spiritual point of view. Don't worry, it will be according to Prabhupada. The way I began to appreciate Tamakrishna Maharaj was when he was in Vrindavan, and he was teaching in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education courses on Nectar of Devotion, for instance. And he would come a little bit earlier and stay a little bit longer than his teaching. I was one of his students at that time. After the term was concluded when we had written our final examination papers and handed them in, he would have meetings in the place where he stayed, where he invited his godbrothers to come and discuss very deep questions like how much karma does the guru take of his disciples? Does he take? Then other things, questions like what does the Gaudiya tradition say about reaching ultimate realizations? What processes are discussed, etc. And I do remember, especially on Ekadasi nights, I was there in consecutive years during Ekadasi, we would really discuss all night, and it was such a, let us say, involved discussion. We spoke without filters, we spoke without editing our speech, because confidentiality is the word, was guaranteed. And we were really, as we say in German, wir rangen um die Wahrheit. We wrestled for the truth. These were intense times. We would put positions, we would argue for our positions, and I remember I was once very strong. I had not done what I usually feel appropriate, to be very polite, and because I also don't speak English as my mother tongue, I should not venture into too intellectual, or let us say too complex ideas, to not be misunderstood. I decided, let me discuss. This man wants to discuss. He's interested in truth. And I do remember we discussed really intensely. So much that Maharaj said, you go out of the house. I said, I don't go out of the house. This is a discussion. I think you're defeated. So why do you want to now take to brutal force? That is not acceptable in cultured circles. And, you know, we discussed as friends do. And we met also in Zurich. I did remember we did long walks through the forest, and we discussed sincerely where we are in spiritual life, where we see our challenges. And I was so amazed. I had never seen a leader of such a stature, so above a person like me, who was so absolutely transparent and so absolutely committed to spiritual advancement and to the unadulterated truth. I was aware at that time of a letter which Prabhupada had written, and I found it just recently. He said, Prabhupada said, this material existence is like hard wood. And if you can carve out from this hard wood of material existence, if you can carve out Krishna, that is the success of the human form of life. Carving out means an endeavor, an effort. It means to distinguish what is useful from what is not useful any longer. I remember these long walks, both in Zurich as well as South Germany, where we have our farm, Singhachalam it is called, where we really where he really talked about his thoughts, where he really wanted to know other perspectives, where he was interested to discuss the merits and demerits of these, of the positions, the respective positions. And that was very enjoyable, because that gives love to spiritual life, that is true Ishtagosti, so to say. This is how I personally remember Tama Krishna Maharaj. That was my relationship. I guess because I'm not a great organizer, I'm not a great structured, you know, strategist and so on. I guess he said, well, this person is about these subjects. Let me connect with him on that level and discuss this. I see it as his ability in communication to be flexible and enter the different levels and excel in the different levels. I would like to now read to all of you. This was part one, now comes part two. I would like to now see how we could remain connected with Tama Krishna Maharaj on a spiritual level. I want to address his disciples here who are on this call, and I would like to maybe also put some seeds into the mind of my exalted God brothers, all the well-wishers, who may also think that, okay, he has left. He was a great personality. He was influential in my life. He helped me think thoughts I could not have thought without him. Is it possible to have a relationship with him? I think by ordinary vision, Tama Krishna Maharaj left us in the year 2002. I hope I am correct. I think our host will know. 2002 is correct, or was it another time?
Yes, 2002, March of 2002.
March of 2002. Since that time, I have gone a few times to Sridhar Mayapur. I have usually the same driver. We are affectionate to each other. We know each other, in other words. And I always asked him to stop the jeep before that tree. And then I go to that tree and sit under that tree. It's the tree where Maharaj's jeep collided in that fatal drive which he took. And I'm trying to sit there alone. It's not always easy in Bengal. They might come and want to sell you a coconut, but it's not a tree in a village, it's outside of a village. And most of the time I am alone under that tree. And I think two thoughts, that I will have to leave this world also at a time when I do not know. Maybe my tree is waiting already for me, only a time is separating. And I also think about Tama Krishna Maharaj as a person, as someone who extended his friendship and attention towards me. And many thoughts have been coming under the tree. about the idea of separation in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, separation from a Vaishnav. Srila Prabhupada wrote in 69 about the subject. I will make some sound that it's more pleasant to listen. Our meeting and separation in the material world is like the flowing tide of a river. During the flowing tide of the river, you know, when it goes up the water, during the flowing tide of the river, so many different floating articles meet together, and with the flowing they again become separated by the movements of the waves. That is the way of material life. But our separation, Prabhupada writes to Brahmananda, no? But our separation, although it resembles exactly in the material way, it is completely different. In the spiritual world, separation is more relishable than meeting. In other words, in spiritual life, there is no separation. Separation is eternal, and meeting is also eternal. The separation is simply another feature of meeting. Amazing. On a river, articles meet by the force of the river, and then they separate. That's usually for good. But Prabhupada says, although our coming together on the spiritual platform resembles this, it's not exactly the same. There is a meeting and separation, and there is feeling separation and then meeting on the spiritual platform without embracing the physical form of the person. So when we hear this, we feel a little dissatisfied. Whoa, high talk, please, no, be more relevant. It's nice, something spiritual, but it's not within my grip of experience. Tell us, Sachinanda Swami, how can we remain connected? Not a concept, something where we can experience. Now I will continue with some other quotes. Prabhupada said, please be happy in separation. I am separated from my Guru Maharaj since 1936, but I am always with him so long I work according to his direction. So we should all work together for satisfying Lord Krishna. And in that way, the feeling of separation will transform into transcendental bliss. Acha, here we get further instructions, further directions. We can in some way meet, apparently, be together, if we work together for satisfying Lord Krishna. This indicates something. There is Tama Krishna Maharaj, who has done tremendous service and who has left something behind him. He has left temples behind him. He has left projects behind him, countries to be developed behind him. And when we, so to say, log into this work, then there is some type of meeting. I would like to give you an example. Today, Gokrishna, my assistant, he connected with this particular Zoom call. I think he operated a link, and then all of a sudden, whoop, we were in the same call by some connection, this connecting device. In spiritual life, there is also a connecting device where you can be in the same call with Tamakrishna Maharaj. He is a great devotee of the Lord, so we can log into, or log sounds too, we can connect with his projects, with his legacy. It will become now very clear how to do this. Prabhupada said, so far I am concerned, I do not factually feel any separation from my spiritual master. No? I do not feel any separation from my spiritual master because I'm trying to serve him according to his desire. That should be the motto. If you kindly try to fulfill my mission for which you have been sent there, that will be our constant association. Mind you, Prabhupada writes this after his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada, had left the world in 1936. Prabhupada writes this letter in 1970. That is, oh, I'm not so good at mathematics, 34 years after his disappearance. He says, I'm trying to serve him according to his desire. This should be the motto. If you kindly try to fulfill my mission for which you have been sent there, that will be our constant association. Srila Prabhupada teaches practically in the concluding words of his of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, and very nicely, he says, I don't feel separated from my spiritual master. In fact, I see him in my heart. The heart, my dear devotees, is the meeting place where you can meet Tamakrishna Maharaj. When you travel to these big international airports and you wish to meet the person who has come to pick you up, you can, if he's not so expert to find the gate where you come out, you can say, let us meet at the meeting point. And they usually have a meeting point and then there are various signs. And then you go there to the meeting point. Sometimes you have to walk for maybe 2 kilometers, or there are just transportations also. But at the meeting point, you can always meet him. There is a meeting point where you can always meet exalted devotees. It's in your heart, this meeting point. And the meeting point can be accessed through the route of service of the mission of that person. My dear devotees, it's inconceivable. Human reason fails to explain sufficiently how you can meet a person who has left the body almost two decades ago. It is inconceivable. But spiritual things are inconceivable. How can we conceive with our mind, for instance, that the holy names Hare Krishna is Krishna with his attractive smile and his welcoming gesture? Come, my dear devotee, come. How can you explain how the sound vibration Hare Krishna is identical. It's spiritual and therefore inconceivable. Another inconceivable one. How can you understand and hope to communicate to someone that the deity of Krishna, made out of marble, is Krishna and can speak to you? That is inconceivable. But nevertheless, those who chant, they have revelations of Krishna in the heart. Those who worship the deities, they sometimes hear answers of the deities to their confidential questions. Where? In that same meeting place, the meeting place of the heart. So, I request all of us to not just take this for granted, or not just take this, okay, here's another lesson, we heard so many lessons, ooh, we are happy when this is over, then we can eat something. No, try to make an experiment. I made an experiment on this. Actually, an experiment came to me. See, Tama Krishna Maharaj and myself, we used to discuss on matters regarding spiritual life, our own spiritual mission. And after he had left his body, I had one of these dreams. I should say one thing. Tama Krishna Maharaj had told me that when I die, I will inform you, and you, when you die, you should inform me when we are still there. So that was before this dream. So I am there, I believe it was in Italy. I was traveling and preaching in Italy. And I sleep. I went to sleep in the night. And I was dreaming. And in my dream, a couple came, you know, husband and wife. And they had a question. They had heard that I have done seminars on death called, you know, There Is No Death, and had given these seminars in universities, and they had heard about it, and they said, Maharaj, this is all in a dream, I have a question. We have a question. Our friend left his body. Where is he now? So I inquired, please tell me more about the circumstances, that maybe it is possible to see from our philosophy some possible answers to your question. Now, as I was engaging with this couple in a discussion about what happens after death, all of a sudden I see next to them Tama Krishna Maharaj appearing in his saffron dress. It was really like he came and he sat there and he looked at me. And he looked at me like he always did, you know, very intently. And I said, Maharaj, is it you? And he said, yes. I came to say goodbye. Oh, really? And then that original dream scene vanished like a dream, which vanishes like a candle, which becomes extinguished. All of a sudden, it's no longer there. And I was sitting before him, And I said, Maharaj, I'm very, very, very excited. Is it, first of all, is it you? And he said, yes, I told you. And I said, Maharaj, where are you? And he smiled. And he said, at a wonderful place. How is it there? You know, it's almost like someone visits from another country and you want to know, how is it there? So, and he smiled and he said, it's much different than you can imagine. But he was very joyful. He said, I'm very well and I just wanted to say goodbye. And then he went away, and I was there. I woke up. My dear devotees, if you asked me, do you really believe you saw Tamakrishna Maharaj after his disappearance? I say, I saw him differently than I saw him with these eyes. So when you believe in these spiritual things, then I will say I saw him. If you don't believe him, I will say, when you don't believe in these things, maybe I did not see him. It is the question of the level in which you define reality. What is reality for you? For me, these levels are also reality. But I think he, because there was an affectionate bond between us, in some ways he said goodbye. In some ways. What these some ways are, it's different for different people. But my main point here is, in some ways you can meet him. In some ways you can be with him. You can be in the memory with him. You can be in the spirit with him by engaging in his projects. And you can maybe also be with him in other ways. In some ways, that's my point, you can be with him. And I think a personality like him deserves that we keep him amongst us, at least in the memory. I want to now look at the... Yes, I still have a little time. Let us see. Here is a dear servant of Srila Prabhupada who has done a lot of preaching, who has opened many projects, who has touched a lot of people in their heart and changed their ways of living. That personality has left us in his physical way, but he has left a legacy, is the English word, I think, something he has left behind. And we are all invited to be there. I remember I was once visiting Dallas. I was looking at the deity. He talked about Sri Kala Chanji, Radha Kala Chanji. I stayed in his room. I took prasadam there. We were mindful of him. I was with His Holiness Ritadvaja Maharaj, and we talked about him. We talked about our memories, and by being mindful about him, we felt his presence, and we profited from his presence in many ways. We took his lessons to heart, the words he had said to us, to heart, and it shaped us in some ways. Even now, where I listen to His Holiness Sri Dayananda Maharaj and heard him speaking about his memories of Dhammakrishna Maharaj, I became again more mindful of him, and I was really inspired to hear this. Yes, my dear devotees, this is what I have prepared for you today. I've taken these quotations from letters of Srila Prabhupada, and I have concluded my little address here, totally untypical. I'm before the time. I think we have still 20 minutes left. So, Jai Shri Radhe, what should we do? Should we maybe go into a question and answer session? Should we maybe ask different devotees to say something? We may have to explore here new ways.
Maharaj, it's totally up to you, but I have a question that comes to my mind. Is if you can relate to us your most special memory of an interaction between you and Swami.
Yeah. I have two memories which are similar, standing at the same level. He had come sometimes to Germany to visit our preaching center in Heidelberg and Singhachalam. And at one stage, he came and another very dear friend of his also came, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So there was Dhammakrishna Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and myself. Maybe there were other German god brothers. I believe His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj might have also been there. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj, in his usual way, said, "I want to cook for everyone." And then he turned to Dhammakrishna Maharaj and said, "Dhammakrishna Maharaj, what will you have?" And Dhammakrishna Maharaj said, "Chinese noodles." So then Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, "Then we have to eat tomorrow, because now Chinese noodles are not available, but I will have to organize from a shop that we get these Chinese noodles." So we postponed our meeting to the following day, and we sat down for a meal of Chinese noodles. And then Dhammakrishna Maharaj said, "You might have been questioning why I wanted Chinese noodles." He said, "I want to remember that Srila Prabhupada sent me to China." You know, there was this interaction with Prabhupada and Dhammakrishna Maharaj, and Dhammakrishna Maharaj had a very mature relationship with Srila Prabhupada. So they discussed things in an intense way, and he had said, "You might as well send me to China," you know, like saying, "You might as well send me to the moon," you know, an improbable place to go. And then Prabhupada called him the next day into his room and said, "Actually, I want you to start our mission in China." So Dhammakrishna Maharaj related this particular story over a meal of Chinese noodles. He was very poetic or thoughtful, and he talked about surrendering to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. He went to China which was in his mind equivalent as going to the moon. he took that sacrifice and he did excellently. I think he even wrote a book for the Chinese audience. I have read it. I think it has two parts even. I read one of the parts about one Cheng, I believe, who he's a Chinese and he becomes a preacher in China. And he really, really surrendered to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. That's my first memory which I wish to relate here. What a real person, you know, what a creative person, what a cultured person, what a surrendered Vaishnava. Another favorite meeting. There are several. I have a few in mind. So now I'm doing selecting the right thing. And I do remember. He was in Vrindavan, as I told you in the beginning of my little talk, and he stayed in Vrindavan. He loved Vrindavan. He taught in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, and we met outside of the period and of the teaching periods which were there. And once I met him. He was in the garden and he was working on a commentary to the Brahma Samhita. I in fact have still his commentary somewhere. I don't know where it is now, of the Brahma Samhita. It was never printed, but he worked intensely on this. He wanted to discuss a point of philosophy, and for me these discussions are all in all, you know. We discussed different points, and then he wanted a particular book which shed further light in a particular point. And I said, Maharaj, I know this book. I know also where to get this book. But you need to give. We need to have a little time to order it. And I got him this book, and he was so grateful when I supported his research. And I remember I went into the, you know, where his garden was. There was a little door. There was some plants growing over the doorway, and he was there sitting in the garden and really working on this very philosophical book. And I could really see that point of which I really appreciated, someone who took his spiritual life so absolutely serious, who was so absolutely serious. And if you asked me, Jai Sri Radhe, I would like all of us to be mindful of Tamakrishna Maharaj and do what I did in his presence, when I was with him. We would chant in his house. We would do kirtan in his house. I think you all know the time just before he left the planet. He actually organized these huge kirtans in his a room in Mayapur. No, there was a huge kirtans, long kirtans. This kirtan will only be 15 minutes long, but I really would like us to do this. So please, in my usual style, I request you to sit straight, everyone. Yes, very good. Oh, yes. Yes, Jai Sirare.
We have about 9 more minutes for questions, and then we can definitely, we would love to have you lead our kirtan.
Aha, 9 more minutes for questions. Good, good, Jai Sirare. Good, you are the host. You should direct us. So let us have 9 more minutes for questions. How will we do it? The questions will maybe come to you, and then you will ask them to me, yes? Okay, so everyone, please, you say, Jai Sirare, what should we do?
So I already have a few questions here. It might take us to the end of our time. One of the questions that I have is, what can we do to please help people?
I could not acoustically hear you. Please repeat, what can we do?
To please Tamal Krishna Goswami in the here and now, today.
Yes, wonderful question, wonderful question. He had projects which he wished to do for Srila Prabhupada. We all know he started the book distribution on a big way. That was one of the projects at the time when he organized the Radha Damoda temple, the Radha Damoda traveling party. And there are other projects, maybe the Dallas temple. As I told you earlier, I was not so much discussing with him about projects, although yes, of course, I have also we all older devotees have done tried to offer projects to Prabhupada. So you should see where is a space for you in one of his projects. Where is a space where you can fit in to one of his projects, if you are a disciple of you, if you are dear to him? And you should do this service which you identify in the memory of him and to please him. And in that way, you will have a very, very real spiritual connection. The connection you can feel, in other words, you can experience it. It's not just in your mind, and so on. So that is my answer to this question. Find your place in the legacy or in the mission of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj and do your service there.
Thank you. That's a beautiful answer. I really liked that. So we have a few people that have been sharing their dreams in the vein of similar to the one that you shared, that Gurudev or Tamal Krishna Goswami appeared in their dreams as well. With the same mood of like, I'm still here, you know, I haven't left. And then one person shared that they actually, that Goswami Maharaj actually instructed her to take some action that she has been very shy and afraid to do. And so that was a really beautiful dream that she shared. I also have had a few dreams of him coming and giving me instructions, or I've shared this before, but he's come to me one time and he was in the temple room here in Dallas. And you know, if you know Gurudev, he's got those beautiful blue, twinkling eyes, and he gave me his sweet smile. And I was just like, wow, it's so nice to be in your presence again. And he's like, but what is the question of missing me? You have my dear godbrother here. And he pointed to Giriraj Swami. And so when I turned to Giriraj Swami and he was also smiling, you know, I felt that he had not just left, but like left me with guidance and someone to take over for him. But when I turned back, Gurudev was gone. And so I understood that he was passing on the baton, so to speak. So, you know, I think all of us have had very beautiful dreams similar to that. So another question is, what we've heard all weekend about the different qualities of Tamal Krishna Goswami. What is one quality that you admire the most and try to embody the most?
Yes. Thank you very much. The one quality which really impressed me the most was this, you know, this searcher, not stopping. I think the moment we stop in spiritual life, we stop moving forward in our spiritual life, we stagnate. When we think we know it all, we cannot know more or get to know more. So I really liked this, appreciated his being on the quest. And another thing, on a totally different, if you so want, no, it's not different, but it's, he was extremely determined. I have never seen someone like him who was collecting all his mental energy and then focusing on this, on accomplishing whatever it was that he wished to accomplish. Like he was sent to do things by Srila Prabhupada which maybe others could not have done. Why? Because he was able to focus everything into one direction, and you know, when light, diffuse light, is focused on one ray, it becomes a laser that can cut through steel doors. So that quality of focusing all his mental energies and being a very determined person, that impressed me also very, very much. And I try to imbibe this in my own way.
Thank you very much. So I think we can go ahead and start, Kirtan, if you would like.
Yeah. How long should we? I think maybe if we tell a time, then everyone can participate, because we know when I say let's do 2 hours kirtan, then the number of participants will drastically drop to minus 10, you know. So why don't we do like this? If we do 7 minutes kirtan, is that good?
We would prefer if you can do maybe 15-20 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay, I will do. Very good. So please, my dear devotees, this is something very important. It is something where we try to connect with Maharaj. I will guide you a little bit in the beginning. Let me just see. I'm here with.
Turn on your camera so that Maharaj can see you, and
also get some, you know, energy from being able to see you participate. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And maybe, Jai Shri Radhe, it's good if you already, as the host, make your final agreement, final statement, or would you like to do it when we end the kirtan? Okay. Very good. My dear devotees, I would like all of you to center yourself, sit straight, and Let us become mindful of His Holiness Dhammakrishna Maharaj. Calm your breath to slow and deep breathing. If you wish, you might like to close your eyes. And let an image of Maharaj arise. Maybe a picture, a photo, a personal meeting. Excellent. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Everybody please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
And one last time for everyone.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Srila Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur
Jaya Vaishnava
Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Shyama Sunda Radha Shyama Sunda Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Shyama Sunda Radha Shyama Sunda Sri Radhe
Hare Krishna.
Dancing and jumping up and down, the playful spirit at Sadhusanga, and I was missing those times. And I have to say, this time is no different, but there's never been a time where I'm not in one of your kirtans and I'm just moved to tears. So, thank you so much. Sweet and kind words about Mal Krishna Goswami and beautiful kirtan.
I thank you all very, very much. It was a great honor to appear on this talk, to be with such a, let us say, dear devotee, and by becoming mindful of devotees, do you also feel how they somehow appear in the heart? They are there in some ways. And I want to just end my contribution to this with this note. Let us not lose connection with His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And in order to keep the connection with Him, it's important to keep His legacy alive, to serve His legacy, also to read in His books, maybe. And in this way, keep the connection. The worst is to lose connection. I wish you all the best, all of your disciples of Maharaj, or well-wishers. I wish that you can stay in the connection. Thank you all very much. And Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada, and Jai and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj ki Jai. So, Jai Sri Radhe, you should say the final word and usher us out of the Zoom room.